do get a just a very, very brief talking paper over the goodbye. 315, I don't want to avoid it. Saturday at 3 o'clock at Secretary of Agriculture. I really want to just have a brief talk to you as to what I have to say. So the heart of the forearm, maybe you really should get into that study. I frankly think we're doing all of it. Yeah, we might. Yeah. Do your best potential, and we will get all set. I have a feeling, Bob, I think you will agree that it would be really better to go at 4 o'clock for purposes of getting our own announcement, being Ron agreed, and also by 4:30 they're going to have a hell of a time rushing up the hill and getting people to piss on it. Don't you think so? And you get people to piss on it and so forth. So Ron agrees. All right. Other big news. Oh, absolutely. As I schedule the NSC meeting for opening, what you think? Yeah, it's on a tree now. I'll leave it on. Whenever. If it's already been announced at 3, leave it. Fine, that's better. Leave it at 4. Leave it at 4, and then call them all. Call them all for 5. And it should be announced as a meeting on salt. I want them to get out, meeting on the salt delegation, before they go back. And tell Ron to put it out. It's not that 4 o'clock meeting. So, see your thought is very good, too, Bob. Cutting it off at 25 after, when we're not in the office, that's also, it's a little marketing to do that. They will, won't they? Yeah, once they've got their big story, they're going to want to go on. Around 4:30 sharp, I'll cut it off. What is this FBI thing on shore or something? Why don't you remember about Europe on shore? Or was it some leak? Yeah. Not an investigation for the purpose of firing. Well, that's it. Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
much better to get the specifics than not, though, if you're going to knock the story down. That doesn't make any difference if we have one in mind. The point is, I would just say, well, it's a basically an environmental field. Did he put that out? Yeah, environmental field. Because he's been hot on the environment, I'm sure.
Somebody should have been there. Somebody should have recorded it.
what he's done. I think one of the important things is that that's far more important, Tom, than what the, somebody else said there. Why don't you get what she said, do that, and then get it around to Zigger and Moore and all of those. The other thing on the same line, first to me, I'll go back to what I have discarded, that if we could get somebody of maybe of Ron's age, but more, maybe it's a scout, I don't know, a reporter type, who does see, who can be with me when I see people like the little blind girl or something like that. It got a good story, I know he did. But it is basically not Ron's tea. You know, Ron should really stick with the hard news. This is something where you can let somebody like Bob have a chance to come in and say, that's something Ron should not be doing. It's not his, it is bad. He got out what she said, what I said, and so forth and so on. But it's a nice emotional book from both moments. It's the kind of thing where a scally, will come out with tears in his eyes. See my point? And I wonder if we are, if we've tried more and it doesn't work, right? You think scally can do it? No. What I meant is, it doesn't work not because of Moore, but because Moore's not a press man. See, and I was wondering if maybe you put scally in some of those. Have in mind, I'm thinking now of Julia, it's that kind of thing. I really feel we have to try to pick up and Julia's coming back the meeting with the young voters, the young kids, not the young voters, but the youth proclamation. You might not have covered that in our district, that would be next time, but that would have been a perfect one for all of us, young and all. I'll go back to that. I don't mean they should be there for every event. That doesn't work. They don't need to. We don't need to record them. But I do mean that when we've got one that is going to be a singer, like the blind child, let somebody be in. And I think it should be somebody out of the mom. So that is not considered to be hard news. And I'm looking for hard news. What I said, what she wore, and all this other thing. But we're looking more for, the sort of emotional. Right? And there. But that did get good, so I know that's to Ron's credit. And I think that this is one way we can share the responsibility and perhaps get a little further reach. No, the Julie story, though, is quite something. She was really knocking that way. You can see how she would have told it. And smash it. But I can't, getting back to that staff situation, I just can't imagine anybody over there writing that one day to reach such a ridiculous conclusion. Except that I believe that they are really up the wall, because as they say, the West Wing is taking over the thing. Can't we get those? I mean, they are all over there, Bob. They've got their desk in many places, but I've been one of them. And there is a way to save their people, but how can you do it? Can't you bring them in and tell them all about it? And that we want, then the main thing is the coordination of my schedule with theirs. If we get the invitations here, let them sit in on it. Couldn't Parker do that? Are you sure? All right. No, maybe. Yeah, I see. Sale on that. Pat did 500 again yesterday, retired Gigi too. And she says, that's my last one. That must be terribly important to men. She says, and here she's right. They don't do a goddamn thing. She's done until they run out of here. However, somebody ought to go back and at least Connie should have the brains and the intelligence and vigor to do this. Get the number of people she personally has shaken hands with the peace in the White House and get out of the store that we do it. An enemy. She has now agreed that she ought to do on one day trips. But as far as teaching is concerned, she won't do it. I think she will buy the idea of letting others do them in the White House, host them in effect. But she doesn't have to be there. And I just think it's just damn ridiculous. She said, well, they expressed disappointment. She wasn't there. I said, Pat, they'll express disappointment because I wasn't there. I said, they're goddamn lucky to get the wife of the Secretary of Transportation. There is the point. And to have the tea and the fine waiters and all the rest, what in the name of God? Sure, they say, well, I go back to that. I was so disappointed. You know how they all they'll write letters. I didn't get to see you, and I was hoping to shake your hand or get your autograph. Yeah, get to read your autograph. So if we must get thousands of those up there for the Memorial Day, you know, I shook a few hands. I missed one group and Steve was concerned. He shook hands. He said, they're all school people. He would love to see us. I know they would, Steve, but I could hear a lot of other people. They were a little older, and I went down to shook their hand. Why don't you go with the third graders, first graders? But you know what I mean? Nevertheless, too bad. First graders are sad. But they were from Washington. The other kids from Raleigh Town. Yeah. So, the whole point is this, that in any event, you've got to play the out-of-towners and not the DCers. It's not fair. The DCers are here. It's routine for them. Out-of-towners is a big deal. So, anyway, we've got the patent moving along now, provided it can be handled with discretion. Bring the East Wing in. I want you to tell Kip Parker right over the goddamn head and tell him he needs to work with me. You're to get Connie over the head. She's out there, gone. But tell her she is to work with me. Alex is to be sure he handles the other one. But on the schedule, I think we're going to cut those keys down and I think we could get something going here. It would be very, very good. But the key to it is the right. I just tell Ray, delegate it to him, and then either he writes, and then he can use the other, because he's young and he understands it. Okay.